If you watch Reed Searls, there's one clip, a video clip after Shane's goal, and they all go down to the far end behind their net. You'll see Reed off to the right. He's really having trouble even just, you know, with his one leg, just celebrating. So, but yeah, you could see it right from the first shift. Reed can't go.
Yeah, here is the overtime goal, and you'll hear Brent talk about it. But this is just an unbelievable play.
If you want to play it twice, you can play it twice, Dirk. I'll listen, or three times. Go ahead.
Fresh legs. McDonald across the line. We'll take the shot. Here's a drop pass for Mercier. Knocked down on the play. No call. And the Huskies will get it outside of the zone. They go back with it with possession. Long stretch pass up. Here's a great goal.
Behind the ball, and he buried it right under the bar. Like, wow.
This place is going nuts.
Listen to this.
What a pass.
Searls can't even celebrate. He's cramping up.
Chick in overtime wins it for the Huskies. The Huskies' 30th shot on goal.
Well, just a great pass, great shot, great celebration.
I think we should end the show on that. Just play that at the end, and we'll call it the show.
We were telling you that the WCHU website put the video on their website right away on Facebook, and that has over 100,000 views.
That's incredible. Right now. That's incredible, and that's good for Shane Hanna. That's good for Michigan Tech University. That's good for our community. That's good for our alums. It's fantastic. And you know, when the WCHA when we went to this format, there's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of discussion amongst the coaches about the format and how we wanted to structure it. And I think. Just viewing it by how it went this year, I think we've got something going here now. We talked about the first round being 2 out of 3, and maybe the second round, the semifinals, just one game, and then the final one game. But I think I like the way it is, just being involved in it. I like the 2 out of 3. It's more your traditional hockey, and then your one game now, because we're just a week away from the tournament. So you don't want to overstress your teams or the best 2 out of 3 like that. But boy, you get in a game like this and with this situation. I mean, maybe everything went perfect this year, but, you know, just listen, just hear it, just the excitement and the emotions. And, you know, it was just an incredible night and weekend for our program. And it likens to me to some of the regionals we had at Yost a couple of years where, you know, your home fans. And that's why we went to this as coaches, to try to give our fans, the people who support your team in so many ways all year, to be able to have the opportunity to host and experience something like this, which I think is something you'll remember maybe hopefully for the rest of your life, but for a long, long time. And to see the young people, the 5-year-old boys and girls on the ice and the 8-year-old boys and girls on the ice, to have that as a memory, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, us old guys like me, it's great too. But I can only imagine, because I go back to my youth and I have things I remember, games or situations like that, you know, I'll never forget. But I think the league got it right, that, you know, going to this way, and we'll see how it goes on from here. But you can't listen to that enough, and obviously people can't get enough, watch it enough. But yeah, if you go on the WCHA website and click on that goal, you can watch it as many times. And I'm one of those guys, Derek. I watched it a couple times. Yeah. So, and you notice something different every time you watch it.
Well, I noticed something I just noticed before you walked in today was watching. There's a stick. I don't know whose stick it is for the Huskies. One of them gets caught in the pile of players and is there for it's like around Shane's neck.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, you know, and then you watch Reed Stadros, you watch Liebringer, he can tell he's hurting.
Right.
They're trying to celebrate. Somebody went down on their knees in the middle of the pile and couldn't get up.
Yeah.
And then you have, I watched the Gavin Gould come in at about 100 miles an hour, a little water bug, and hits the pile.
Well, he's not going to hurt anybody if he jumps in the pile.
He kind of bounced off of the pile. But my favorite video clip of that part is the when they pan over and they show the Mitch's Misfits section. And it's just, I mean, the cameras are going up and down because everything's vibrating and people are hugging. And it was just something special.
It's neat. It's just, and that's everything you'd hope for. So
I want to give a big shout out to Cal. He did an unbelievable job of directing that video board during that game.
Yeah.
To get
the
crowd going at the right time. I mean, I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, we got a guy named Smooth that
does a great job.
He's been up there helping, and then they do a fantastic job, and a lot of comments on that. It's so much better, and then that's we're starting to use that board like I think we should be and what it's intended to be. But, you know, you need personnel and you need people up there operating it. But it's fantastic. And it adds to the whole thing. We're in the entertainment business, and hopefully we did a good job of entertaining people. And yeah, you know, we probably should have ended that game a lot sooner, but when you see the end result, wouldn't you rather have it that way? Not as a coach, but I mean, just for the intensity and the emotion, and then just the release of joy and the frustration of the agony of defeat. I mean, it's sports can be cruel, but it also can be exhilarating. And
if it wasn't cruel, it wouldn't be so exhilarating.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you get to both emotions. And I've been on that end of those 3-2 overtime losses. I was in a national championship game, is probably as low as you can get. But I'm just so happy we were on this end of it. And again, thanks to our fans who were just incredible. I mean, people were parking everywhere. People are standing, sitting everywhere. And I just thought it was a great exhibition of hockey.
We'll take a break. Be back with much, much more. We'll start your questions when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show.
Bucco's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals. All 6 packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters, 2 for $3. Bucco's is loaded up with Keweenaw alpaca gear for the back end of winter. Jack's Original Pizzas are 3 for $11. Red Baron Pizzas are 3 for $9.99. Don't forget to next month renew your fishing and hunting license and pick up your bait. All sales do not include taxes or deposits. At Bucco's Calumet.
Hey, sports fan. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online, as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We better start getting to some of these questions. We've got a lot of them lined up here, so we're going to kind of roll pretty quick. Coach, first question is, first, thank you, Coach, for all that you've done. This is actually from last week, right after last week's show, the Restore Tech Hockey. Secondly, here's the question. As a Husky fan, I got to watch Coach Shuchuk play each year when UW came to the UP. In the spring of 1990... I got to see Tech play the Badgers in the first round of the WCHA playoffs in Madison. I don't know if I ever witnessed a player own a building like Shuey did. The fans totally loved him, and he seemed to elevate his game in response. The Dane County Coliseum was his building. Everyone else was just playing in it. In your years of playing, coaching, watching college hockey, what players or player do you recall who could take over a building?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Neil Broughton at Minnesota, he's one who comes to mind right away. You know, we had a couple guys on at Michigan like Jack Johnson. I mean, whenever he was on the ice, I mean, he just had things his way. Brendan Morrison, you know, also at Michigan, Hobie Baker winner. I mean, he was smooth and he just handled things the right way. And a goalie, Marty Turco. I had Marty Turco, too, and he won 2 national championships. And when he wanted to, you weren't beating him. So just a few guys. Billy Terry is probably one guy, too, I had here at Tech that, you know, he was just so smooth and dynamic, and he could really, really make things happen.
Next question for Coach. what's the situation with Darcy? And was he able to come to the game? That somebody's